Each Thursday morning, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, the Sabres are coming off back-to-back wins over Winnipeg and Minnesota. One notable thing about those two games is the team got on the score sheet early and often. They scored 5 first-period goals in those two games, and that's an area where Buffalo's been among the worst teams in the league this season.
Yes, I believe they were dead last in the NHL in first-period goals, and they're finally getting rewarded. Dan Bylsma said on Tuesday after the game that he believes they played some of their best hockey in the first period, and they just hadn't been rewarded. And it's very odd that the season can go on so long, half the season. They would only have 15 goals in the first period. You figured something had to give, and it finally did. As bad as they've been in the first period, they've come on in games and come back, and it's very hard to come from behind in today's low-scoring NHL, but the Sabres have been able to do that at times this year.
Goalie Linus Allmark was in net for both of those games. He's been playing well, but starter Robin Lehner is nearing a return, likely this weekend. The assumption was once Lehner returned, Allmark would be sent down to Rochester, but he's not making that easy. Is that still the likely scenario?
Well, it's certainly the easiest scenario, but with Linus Allmark winning 2 games in a row, he hadn't started 2 games in a while. I mean, Dan Bylsma is clearly confident in him. He played 2 strong games. He has as many wins in the last week here as he had in about a month or so. So I can't imagine them just sending him down after he's won 2 straight games. So maybe they carry 3 goalies for a while. You expect Robin Lehner will be recalled in the next day or two here, and you expect him to play this weekend and eventually become their number one goalie. But I can't imagine that they just get rid of Linus Allmark after he's played 2 strong games.
We should also mention that rookie forward Sam Reinhart scored his first career hat trick in that Winnipeg game.
Yes, Sam Reinhart's growth this season and from last year to this year has just been incredible. I mean, he was a guy we wondered if they would send him to Rochester just a few months ago, and now here he is. He's playing with Jack Eichel. They're 2 of the league's best rookies. He was playing with Ryan O'Reilly on the first line most of the last month or so before moving over with Jack. The expectation was that Sam Reinhart, the second overall pick in 2014, would become a star someday. And I think we're seeing maybe the first steps into stardom for him right now. He's one of the Sabres' biggest contributors, and you wonder where they would be without him. He's one of their best players already.
Buffalo's blue line will get a boost with the return of Mark Pesek. He's been out of the lineup since mid-November.
Yes, Mark Pesek is just a smooth, efficient defenseman. The Sabres missed him dearly. And the Sabres have a good problem now. They have 8 healthy defensemen, and it's not ideal because you have 2 sitting out, but at a position where you need a lot of healthy bodies, the Sabres have some.
Well, the NHL trade deadline is next month. We'll be talking about that quite a bit over the next few weeks. At this point, generally, what kinds of moves would you expect from the Sabres front office?
Well, they're at the bottom of the league again, so I would expect them, as a team basically out of the playoff race already, I would expect them to trade some of their upcoming unrestricted free agents so they don't let them walk for nothing. And that means maybe Jamie McGinn, who is one of the biggest surprises on the Sabres, has 9 goals, could definitely help a contender and has some value. Chad Johnson could definitely have some value if a team needs some goaltending depth. Mike Weber, another upcoming unrestricted free agent, longest tenured Sabre. If you just want a 6th, 7th defenseman, just added depth, he would be a very good option, probably pretty cheaply. So I definitely expect the Sabres will make some deals at or prior to the deadline. I wouldn't expect anything major, but I definitely think you'll see some veterans, some guys with expiring contracts be dealt.
Well, a 2-game homestand coming up this weekend against Boston and Washington. Bill, we'll talk again next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Omar.